the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I'm Chris Grace.
I'm Casey Lawrence.
And it's Tuesday, December 17, 2019. We have fresh spin drifts in our hands.
We are now the first podcast officially sponsored by Spindrift. Spindrift, get some fruit in your mouth.
What was the genesis of you falling in love with Spindrift?
Exactly 1 year ago, my friends had a birthday party for their then two-year-old, turning two.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't have any bottled water at their party at the park. All they had were drinks, like beers, and Spindrifts, because they got a 30-pack from Costco. And I was like, well, I hate LaCroix. I hate seltzer water. I hate all that stuff. But what I don't hate is, you know, having anything to drink. So I wanted to do something. I don't drink any alcohol. So I tried a Spindrift. I was like, all right, fine. I'll give it a try. I fucking loved it.
You loved it.
It was so good.
Yes. You raved about it the next time I saw you.
Yes. Yeah.
Far beyond any kind of LaCroix feeling.
It's just so much better because it's real. It's real fruit.
That's right. You can actually taste it, I must say.
You totally can. And there's not a ton in it. But it's really good. And so, yeah, I had a birthday party a couple of weekends ago, and it was raspberry lime Spindrift themed.
Oh, I did. This is raspberry lime right here.
Yes, it is.
Is this your favorite flavor?
It is my favorite flavor.
It is very good.
It's so good.
How was the Arnold Palmer?
It was way better than I thought it was going to be, because Arnold Palmer is one of my go-to. Like, if I'm getting a soda, instead I'll get an Arnold Palmer.
Yes.
You know, hey, tea has almost no calories, so you're cutting your calories in half, and it's still delicious. Tea and lemon together. Great flavor. A little bit of sweetness. Love it. So
just like Arnold Palmer's sweat.
Yeah. That's
what it's based
it's,
on.
It's 4/5 an Arnold Palmer's, I guess, 2/5 lemonade, 2/5 iced tea, and 1/5 Arnold Palmer's sweat.
We got some construction sounds today.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of that's going to come through the mic, but
I can hear it a little bit.
They are replacing the bathroom in the other half of my house.
Ooh.
That I don't live in. So some fun, unexpected. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It's thunder. And we can talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder and their tenuous grasp on the 8 seed.
Are they the 8 seed right now?
They are currently the 8 seed.
The bottom seeds in the West are pretty weak.
Oh, bottom seeds in both conferences. Not great.
But like in the East, it's always been that way in the East.
Yeah, that's true.
It's unusual for the West for like, isn't the 7th spot like a 10 and 15 team or something?
Right now, I believe 12 wins is at the bottom of both conferences.
Oh, right. Timberwolves are 10 and 15 and they're like a couple games out.
They out. Sorry, Luke.
Yeah. So, do we want to talk game of the week first?
Let's talk game of the week. And
because we picked a doozy.
It was very funny.
This was Kings versus Warriors.
Kings versus Warriors. A game where the Kings set a record for number of turnovers in the game. They had 29 turnovers. In a game they won by 29 points. Or 21 points.
Wait, the Kings had turnovers.
The Kings had that many turnovers.
Was that a franchise record?
I believe it was a franchise record.
I wonder what the NBA record is.
It was just a shit game.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. With having 29 turnovers, they shot 65-ish% from the field.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, normally that's enough to win you any game. And it certainly won them this one because Golden State also had a ton of turnovers. It was just a sloppy, sloppy game.
I wonder what the record for total turnovers between the two teams is. This game felt very much like especially the Warriors are just phoning it in. Especially Draymond, who plays well still occasionally, but I feel for him, and I also feel like he's just kind of like there.
Yeah, I mean, without really good players on his team, Draymond Green has not shown that he can carry other people to play well.
Well, this is what I was thinking about while watching the game, is I actually think this is a sort of a thing that some people can't understand or don't believe in, is that it's very possible that Draymond Green is like individually not even in the top half of the league, but like very average as an individual player. But like but a top 20 player when he's surrounded by a top 5 player and a top 15 player.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? That there's just something about the way his talent applies to the game that he's like a true facilitator on offense and defense, and that he sort of amplifies other people's abilities.
I feel like he absolutely does that. That's a fantastic call on him. And the problem with that is that there's nobody to amplify right now on the team.
Yeah.
Whose fault is that?
Well, injury man.
Injury man. God, I hate that injury man.
You know, listeners know that we are fans of the Watchmen.
Yes.
And I'm just happy that we now know who Lube Man is.
Yes, we finally know. Thank you, PDpedia, for giving us the info.
You have to go to the lore of the world.
Is PDpedia still up, or did they take it down?
No, I looked at it last night.
Okay, in that, last night, not now. Because after the finale on the PDpedia, they said they'd be taking PDpedia down within 48 hours.
Oh, so maybe not.
So we'll see. I mean, I guess we'll have to log into PDpedia in the future and find out. But once it's off the internet, it's gone forever, you know? You can't find it anymore. There's no way to...
There's no archives.
No archives. Can I say something about this game?
Yeah, please. Please do.
Willie Cauley-Stein is... such a passive player in so many ways. When it comes to rebounding, when it comes to playing offense, playing defense, it felt like Willie Cauley-Stein was just like, yeah, man, I got this. And then he didn't do anything. And he just didn't.
He shot okay.
He shot okay. Fine. Great. But watching him play, I felt like he had no impact on the game when he was there.
Yeah.
Right? He let himself get boxed out. He didn't fight for anything on offense. Right, I don't think Willie Cauley-Stein is a valuable player to have, and this game did not do anything to change that.
Well, I don't think the Kings were sad that they had let him go.
No, not at all.
Also, I remember he said that Harry Giles was going to be Rookie of the Year. That's not going to happen.
Oh boy,
I feel bad for Draymond a little bit. I feel bad for Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
Who is not even starting on this Warriors team.
Well, I mean, he's working his way back into shape after having a neurological condition that kept him out, which was very scary. So, he's not starting, but I mean, what's the point of any of this? What's the point of the Warriors right now? There's no point.
I wonder if Steve Kerr finds it interesting or just like a slog.
I mean, you can check by how many clipboards he's broken.
How many?
I think he's up to 4 on the season.
Oh, really? So he's caring about it.
He cares, but he's frustrated.
Well, it's interesting because I feel like if he wanted to just get through it, he should just like never call a timeout. You know,
just like, no subs. Just leave everybody in there. Have him go half speed. Run it back. Just run it back.
I mean, I would struggle to even name the starting five for the Golden Warriors.
Okay.
This game.
All right.
D'Angelo Russell.
Great. There's one.
Did Damian Lee start?
Yes.
Did Cauley-Stein?
Yes, he start?
Did. Draymond.
That's 4.
Is the fifth a big or a small?
Right in the middle.
Oh.
He's a 3 in more ways than 1.
Oh, his number is 3?
I don't believe his number is 3.
Like I also can't even remember who's still on the team.
He's a 3 in more ways than 1 in that he's a small forward. Uh-huh. But he's
it's Glenn Robinson.
It is Glenn Robinson the third.
I named all 5. Hey, look, I'm very happy with this.
Congratulations. Now, can you name all 5 of those hot Kings starters?
That was Harrison Barnes.
That's right.
Corey Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
No, Bogdanovich doesn't start.
Does not start. That is, yeah. You're,
Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
Who am I missing? I mean,
the big guys, the 2 good big guys on the team.
Nemanja
Bjelica.
And who's the other?
A former Sixer, a former Sun. Rishon Holmes.
Dan Marley. Rishon Holmes, who I have tread on dangerous ground when I say things like, I think Robert Horry looks like Will Smith. by the way, I heard a new one, which is actually quite true, is that Trae Young looks like Casey Neistat.
Oh, that is pretty true.
Pretty true.
Like, what if Casey Neistat wasn't so ugly.
Well, Casey Neistat has a weird shaped head and weird hair, and Trey Young has both those things.
That is true. They're in the same genre of person.
And Rashawn Holmes reminds me of Richard Sherman.
Ooh. Interesting.
And they have similar, like sometimes they have similar hairstyles. So they just remind me of each other.
This reminded me of Dr. Manhattan.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. you should make one of those. I'm going to tell my kids this.
Yeah, I absolutely should. This. I just showed him a picture of Disney's Aladdin, the new one,
yes.
A action figure of the genie that I saw at the 99 cent store the other day.
That's right. So the Kings are pretty good. And I think, that we mentioned this last week, but like, you're going to have to start giving, not you, but people are going to have to start giving Luke Walton credit at some point.
I mean, they had a tough start, and I think we are not yet forgiving them for that because they haven't vaulted themselves into, we are a playoff team, but I think they're getting there. They're getting there. They're getting to be that, you know, fighting for the 7th to 10th spot team that we all kind of thought they would be during the preseason.
Now you were hot on the Grizzlies.
Last year I was hot on the Grizzlies. This year, I was hot on the Kings being a 7th to 10th seed. Well, that looks
like it's going to like fall right in line to happen.
Hell yeah, dog. This year I thought the Grizzlies were going to be terrible, and they've been a little better than terrible.
As we speak, the Kings are the 7th seed. They're 12-14. And yes, the Suns at 11-15 are just outside.
Just outside.
And they've lost 3 in a row. So good. You know, Devin Booker, all NBA. Isn't that what he is?
I mean, he really hasn't stopped being that great. He's played really well, even in their, you know, kind of fall off from being a good team.
Yeah.
He still acquitted himself rather well.
Yeah. I just feel like if you're going to be considered, it's tough for someone to say that they want to be like an all NBA player level and not be on a winning team. Like, what are the records of the teams he's been on?
Yeah.
And also to say that you can't double team him.
Yeah.
It's also not a good look.
I mean, you know, if you double team him during an NBA game, that's illegal. That should be illegal. It's in the bylaws.
Right. And if you're at 24 Hour Fitness
and you do that, you should be kicked out and your membership should be revoked.
Because he wants to just work on his game.
Yeah. I mean, now, what are you trying to do?
If, you know, was it Varejao that was giving him a problem?
No, I think it was somebody else. It was Ariza or something.
It was somebody like that.
Here's the deal. If these people had known that the Suns would have Aaron Baines, all right, just draining threes, I think they would have understood why he wasn't going to get double teamed, right? You know, you get all these really good players like Ricky Rubio and Aaron Baines and, you know, Kelly Oubre, and then you're like, wow, okay, no double teams anymore. We've got to send one man to every player on the court, and that's what they call man-to-man defense.
You got to send a guy to Rubio because he's such a knockdown jumper shooter.
Hey, he's not.
It was Joakim Noah. Who
yes,
I have in my life sometimes gotten confused with Varejao because of their gangliness.
Ooh. Varejao shoots the ball normally, right?
I don't know. Does
I think he's got a more normal shot
they
than
both
Noah.
Seem very like they would hurt to like elbows or like
ooh,
going in all crazy directions.
The angle city, yeah. An angular kind of guy.
So as decent as I think that the Kings are, I think that I would love to watch a different team at some point.
Ooh.
And I have a pick for the game. I'm interested to see which game you want to pick for them.
Well,
for this week,
here's my deal. I think this week is going to be a pretty interesting week here. I think that it's going to be the Kings-Pacers is my pick.
That
for
was exactly the game I was going to pick.
Because I think we got a good chance of kicking those Kings out of here and getting to watch some good old Malcolm Brogdon.
Yes,
Malcolm Brogdon.
As mentioned last week, I wouldn't mind kind of shifting over to Eastern Conference for a little bit.
Here's our jumping point.
Just to get a little sense of those guys.
All we got
to
do is just hope that, you know, the leader of the horde doesn't score 40 points and get him a victory.
Yeah.
That's Bogdanovich's Twitter handle, is leader of horde.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
I mean, is it a Warcraft thing?
Oh,
have
I
we confirmed
it,
that
I guarantee it's
Bogdan Bogdanovich plays World of Warcraft?
I bet it's a Warcraft
thing. Or just that he plays Warcraft 3 on an old Dell PC?
it was interesting for them. They kind of have a European flow to their offense.
Ooh.
When they are not just chucking up threes.
Okay.
And it was interesting to see that offense go against, to see the Warriors beaten by an offense like that.
Yeah.
Because they kind of, Warriors have been having an offense like that. So there was a particularly great play.
Yeah.
With Bielitsa tossed up an alley-oop to Rashawn Holmes off of like a baseline drive that was so, it was very Draymond reminiscent.
I mean, these two big guys, Bielitsa and Holmes, are absolutely killing it this year.
Yeah. Bielitsa of his two game winners in a row. from last week. So yeah, Pacers versus Kings. That's in Indiana.
Yes.
What is that, a field house that we're in?
Yes, the Bankers Life Field House.
Right. Did that used to be the Costco field house?
It was always Bankers Life.
Oh, what was the field house called before?
It's
been that since it's ever been constructed?
I think so.
Oh, Conseco.
Conseco, yeah.
Not Costco, Conseco. And that game is what, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes, there's a Friday game. Friday night. It's neither of the days you said, it's Friday.
Yes, Friday night at Indiana. Watch that game, root for, just for our sake, let's root for the Pacers.
Let's root for the Pacers, because this is three Kings games in a row, and, you know, we're not trying to stick in the Pacific Division like that.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for.
We need to get some variety here.
What a bummer that Luka Doncic lost to them, you know?
Yeah.
That's why we're here. That's why we had to watch this terrible game. I blame Luka.
Luka also got injured.
He did. And without Luka, they went into Milwaukee and stomped.
Mm-hmm.
Which is to say, they didn't get stomped. They did some stomping, and they stomped on the Bucks' 18-game win streak. That's kind of the big news.
Oh, yes, because this is what, you know, from our perspective, this is what put the Lakers into the best record in the league.
Yes, it is. Very technically.
Yeah.
I
did not catch this game.
I didn't catch it either. With League Pass, you don't get the NBA TV games. You got to pay for NBA TV.
That's when you got to do that, a sling free trial.
Yeah. And that's why I have 4,700 email addresses and a bunch of randomized credit cards.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you use to do that?
I don't. I was lying. I was making a joke about how it's not worth randomizing your credit cards.
Oh, I have done that before, though.
Yeah. I mean, you certainly can.
Because there used to be a thing, like PayPal used to generate a one-time use credit card. That's a great, you don't like that idea?
I mean, I think that's a great idea. I don't want to put the effort in. That's way too much effort.
It's a great idea, though, for free trials.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially, I mean, if you could watch the game the next day, because you can on League Pass, it's just not worth it to take the time to randomize your credit card to watch one game live
just for that night.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So what else going on NBA wise?
So that game ended a streak. So now the Bucks are the second best team record wise to the Lakers in the league,
which is pretty crazy.
But we are almost officially one third of the way through the season. We are 30% of the way through the season.
Excellent.
So I wanted to kind of check in and take a look at some record stuff that I thought stood out.
Okay.
So the first thing that I thought stood out is that the worst team in the league is the Golden State Warriors. But the team with the worst home record is also the Golden State Warriors. And the team with the worst away record is the New Orleans Pelicans.
Ooh.
So the New Orleans Pelicans, also not a very good team. You know, a lot of this is, you know, because both teams only have 5 and 6 wins.
Oh, my God. They've lost 12 in a row.
It's not looking good in New Orleans.
I mean, I know that people had playoff hopes for them. But also, couldn't they just then tank and just get, like, just, honestly, to let Zion redshirt the season?
I mean, Blake Griffin did it under, you know, circumstances that were a little, I'm just going to say a little more dire, in that he broke his freaking leg.
Yeah, broke his leg. I mean, Zion is, what is his thing? A knee issue? So, I mean, like redshirt. I mean, I feel like that's what Golden State's doing.
Yeah. I mean, they're redshirting. How do you redshirt somebody who's already been in the league 10 years? What do you call that? Like, carbonite them. Carbonite them. Speaking of carbonite,
I have no idea. It doesn't seem like this year there's like one special player out of the draft that you got to get, but still.
Has college basketball has started.
Yeah, and the only reason I know that is I like to check in on Mac McClung's stats every once in a while.
Mac McClung's going through some stuff at Georgetown. I mean, as soon as I asked the question, I realized that I did know that college basketball had started. But a lot of weird stuff going on under Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. A lot of drama.
Yes.
There was a somebody who allegedly stole a bunch of stuff and got kicked off the team.
Oh, and is that why the guy got kicked off like 2 weeks ago or something?
That's why two guys got kicked off 2 weeks ago. Another guy is under suspicion for that, and he's transferring. And then another guy is transferring and is not involved in any of that.
Oh. And I know that one of the players was in front of Mac McClung on the depth chart.
Ooh.
So we got
a little we went from Mac McClung to Mac McClung onto that starting point guard spot, and he is putting up numbers, and those numbers are
basketball. I'll tell you why, because it's actually very difficult to find college basketball stats in the same way that you can find them easily for NBA.
Yeah,
because there's just so much data and so many teams that. And also, Google has this thing where it's either Google or it's Safari, where they like shortcut you to a page sometimes.
Oh.
Like Google has its AMP pages.
Hate those AMP pages.
I forget what they're called. I mean, I forget what that means.
That means that you are not leaving Google's site and they're showing you a cached version of the site that you want to go to.
It'll
technically load faster, but it doesn't.
I don't like any of this thing where you shortcut where I think I'm going and you're taking me to a place you want me to go.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Mac McClung is up to a 16-point average.
Ooh.
And this is because he was on the bench. He was starting. He wasn't playing well. He went to the bench. But then these guys left, and now I think there's like lots of playing time.
Playing time for Mac McClung to find his way into the back end of the second round.
He's not gonna get drafted.
Back end of the second round, 3 years from now.
Although on December 4th, he scored 33 points in a game.
That sounds like a draft guide to me.
So maybe you
think Mac McClung isn't better than TJ McConnell, who is currently carving up the Los Angeles Lakers?
I do not think he's better than TJ McConnell, That's why I don't think he's going to be in the league. But maybe he'll end up on the Pelicans.
Ooh.
Maybe they should slack for Mac.
Slack for Mac. Wow.
My guess is that he's not projected to be drafted anywhere high. And also, like I was saying, it doesn't seem like this year there's the one guy you got to get. LaMelo is
LaMelo. Yeah. James Wiseman, the guy who did the thing at the Memphis?
Yes. Wait, who is this?
James Wiseman.
Is he the one that's the controversy is about?
Yes.
And the other person you can get is the actor Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards would be a fantastic.
From ER.
He would be so good.
Revenge of the Nerds.
At being just a real low post threat.
Yeah. So he's available.
Okay. So yeah, our draft prospects, we don't know who they're tanking for. We don't know why the tank is happening. So that is something that leads us to say, well, why would you tank? Well, we just don't fucking know.
And also, though, like, you might as well, I mean, especially in the East, like, let me ask you this. If you're at this point in the year, third of the way in, you're a 6-21 team.
Yeah.
In the Western Conference, what's really the likelihood of you getting that 8 spot?
I would say 0%.
Yeah. So I don't mind teams tanking. Like, I think it's fine. I have no real issue with it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I always have concerns about is managing your culture so that the organization does not become moribund.
Ooh.
You know, like, I think Golden State will be fine. Like, they still have Kerr, Draymond, Clay, and Curry.
Yeah.
To sort of hold the line. Everybody gets healthy. They get a high draft pick. They restock and come back next year. It did start to worry me with teams like the Sixers because they never really had like a winning culture to bolster up the years of tanking.
Yeah.
And I think that I think it's kind of shown to be a little bit true. It's not, they didn't like load up and just like dominate, and they still aren't really dominating.
Yeah.
Speaking of records, you wanted to talk about record things.
Yes.
They were a team that kind of jumped out early, and then we were like, they're world beating, and then we were like, oh, they're kind of slumming. But they're actually doing fine. They're the number two seed in the East.
Okay.
That's about, probably about where people thought they'd be.
Yeah.
In fact, like, now when you look at the Eastern 1 through 8, it's like, I think for a couple of weeks, we were like, oh, man, nobody, there's teams underperforming and that kind of stuff. And it kind of looks like the way we thought it would look.
It really, truly does. The only team that's on the outside looking in that we thought might be in
was the Pistons.
The Pistons? Yeah. I mean, maybe? Even then, like, we kind of pegged them right where they are.
Yeah.
Like, the East has kind of played out almost exactly as we thought, maybe with the Milwaukee, Philadelphia kind of switch for me.
And I think that the Heat have been pleasantly surprising to
yes.
teams.
And I think that I don't think Boston was going to be as good, but I think I was being an asshole.
Yeah, and what's weird is they still don't seem that good.
Yeah, because they suck, man. Fuck that shit.
So yeah, I don't know, but like, as far as I think people weren't sure how good the Raptors were going to be, but they're fine.
The Raptors are good. Yeah, I mean, they've had a rough stretch the last like 6 games.
Yeah,
but even then, like, they're still good. I think Indiana really has played a lot better over the last, you know, 10 games rather than their first 10 games.
What's Oladipo's status?
He's not back yet. And he just got eliminated from the Masked Singer.
Ah, so now he's ready.
So now he's ready. He's got, he can get in there.
What was his animal?
Or he was the thingamajig. He was a monster in a plaid suit that had like tufts of fur coming out all different places.
After one of our discussions, I did listen to a little bit of his album, and it's fine.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, you got a great voice.
Go sing. You know, Michael C. Hall from Dexter has a band now.
He has a band. He's got a pickup basketball game, and he's making it happen.
Yeah. Any other things stand out to you from looking at people's records?
Third of the way in. The other thing that stands out is I think it's wild how poorly Utah is performing relative to what we expected from them. They're 15-11.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody knows the West is a bloodbath, but they're really, they are 15-11 and they feel like they should be
worse.
Way worse. I mean, they've got an almost even point differential.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, their record is something that people, I think, are going to expect them to improve upon in the second half based on their talent level. But I don't know. I don't see this team gelling the way that I think they thought they were.
I think that actually, if I was a Jazz fan, I'd be sort of cautiously optimistic, because it does feel like one of those. This is a macrocosm of the same thing that happens in a game when they're like, oh man, as bad as they've been playing, they're only down by 6. It's kind of how it feels. Like, they don't feel like they've been in the groove the whole season, and they're 15-11. They have a pretty good winning record, and they're in the, what, 6-5, 6 seed or something?
Yeah.
So considering that Conley has played so poorly, for no real discernible reason from the outside, you would only, I mean, there's two versions. One is he even just returns to close to his career averages, not career average, but like in the last 5 years, or he's done.
Yeah.
Which would be very sad.
It would be sad.
And also strange that it would be so abrupt.
Yeah.
Cause we've seen people fade away and get worse, but like not at this, that steep of a cliff.
No, not at all.
I will say he is 32, which is, you know, for like quick guards.
Yeah.
That is around the time that it's going to start to happen.
Yes.
But it's such a fall off that it has to be something.
It really is. I don't know. I don't see what's going to happen with him.
Casey, let me give you a quick update that people, listeners, will know. Do you already know?
No, I mean, I think I do.
That the Lakers win streak has been snapped.
Has been snapped. They have lost away from the Staples Center for the first time all season.
They lost to the Indiana Pacers 105-102.
Yeah. As you could tell, I was saying a lot during that Mike Conley segment, because I was definitely not just watching the play-by-play on my phone.
Why was Anthony Davis not in this game?
Ankle.
Okay.
He had ankle.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Look, anytime you're... I mean, If I told you before the season that this, do you know who the starting five was?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If I told you before the season that we were going to start this starting five, and by the way, this is my nightmare roster in the terms of the, oh, LeBron just wants old veterans to be around him that he likes.
Yeah.
This is this whole roster is pretty much that, but yes, this starting five is the nightmare.
A real big bad of BS.
So to me, it's amazing that they only lost by 3 points to a professional basketball team. The other four players were Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who scored 10 points. Danny Green, who scored 6 points.
Oof.
JaVale McGee, who scored 10 points.
Okay, good.
And someone who I think should focus more on social media consulting, Jared Dudley, who scored 3 points.
Yes, he did. Big game from Dwight Howard, who scored 20 points on 10 field goals.
Yeah.
Just wasn't enough in the end to carry him through.
This is, I'm telling you, they need a little more talent. And I know that they have a great record and all that. I don't see them having, they need an option 2.5 or an option 3.5 or something like that. In my opinion, these guys aren't going to cut it.
I mean, their option 3.5 is Kyle Kuzma and he's injured.
Yeah.
Because option 3 is Danny Green and he refuses to play offense.
Trades can happen now.
Yes.
Starting this week, right?
Yes. The Lakers don't really have anybody they can trade or anybody they can trade for.
Right.
The trade system is such that the Lakers can't send out a lot of their guys without their approval, including Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo.
Ugh.
And yeah, it's a tough one because, you know, there's like no way for them to match salary on any good player.
So I would say that their most tangible form of improving this team that's actually possible is, what are the machinations that have to happen for them to buy out and get Iguodala?
So Iguodala has to be bought out by the Memphis Grizzlies, not claimed, which his salary is too large for anyone to claim. And then he would decide to sign to with the Lakers. Yeah.
Yeah. I did listen to a good Woj and Zach Lowe podcast.
Excellent.
Where they talked about Memphis is actually just trying to find a trade.
They are. They refuse to buy him out.
Yeah. They're jerks.
We'll see if they buy him out after the trade deadline.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see it happening, right? They just don't want to do it.
So wait, if they wait till after the trade deadline, which is February something.
Yeah.
Then they can't move him to another team.
They would have to. They can't move him to another team. He would expire.
They would just pay his full salary for the year.
Yeah.
And is he on his last year?
Yes, he is.
Okay. So they would just not do that to prevent any other team from getting him for the
rest
of the year. Yes. That's rough.
You know who they didn't do that with?
Who?
Dwight Howard. They bought him out as soon as they could.
Huh.
And he's on the Lakers. Maybe Dwight Howard can send a missive back in time to say you should also buy out Iguodala. I don't know. Iguodala is not what this team needs either. You know, like he's not going to be enough to put them over the top. And here's the deal. We're talking about a team that's now 24-4. Like, oh, yep. They got to go over the top. They're still really good. I don't think that we'll need to worry about them adding that 3.5 option player, because I think that we'll get Kuzma back to a place where he can be a real basketball player by the end of the season. I think that if Anthony Davis and LeBron James are healthy, I don't think there's a lot to worry about. Teams lose basketball games. That just happens.
Yes, yes. But some of these are things I'm identifying in games that they win.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't, you know, I've been short on Kuzma for a year now.
You've been short on Kuzma for as long as Kyle Kuzma's been alive.
I think he was a cute player when he joined. He's just like, oh, he's neat. He shoots a lot.
He does stuff.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, he doesn't do as much as we thought he did.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to argue that he's been in a groove with these guys, even when he's been healthy.
Yeah.
Other questions I have for you.
Okay.
Do you think Chris Paul stays on the Thunder for the rest of the year?
I do. I think Chris Paul stays on the Thunder for the next 2 years.
Ooh.
I don't think Chris Paul gets out of there. I think he's willing them to a playoff spot, which is the worst part of being the Chris Paul experience, is that he refuses to miss the playoffs.
He would be miserable on that Warriors team.
Oh, he would be miserable. Also, there's no way to get him there without trading D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, no, I just mean if he was happened to be on a team that was like phoning it in the way that they are, he would not be able to take it.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
It would actually be kind of funny if he ends up getting them into the eighth spot or seventh spot or whatever. And like, then also like mucking up their lottery chances. Like,
yeah,
because they're not going to go anywhere. It's just, you know, it's probably a first round exit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're in the playoff mix as we speak. I'm surprised. Are none of the other players tradable as well?
For
the Thunder.
For the Thunder. The Thunder could trade anybody on their team.
Yeah. I feel like they've got some guys that people would take.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Steven Adams, Danilo Gallinari.
Yeah.
Nerlens Noel. Those are some tradable guys. I feel like Schroeder's a tradable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got really talented tradable guys. They could like dump people on the roster. I just don't know what their plan is. Rumors are that they're looking to get rid of a lot of people.
Well, that's what I'm surprised that Sam Presti, who seems like basically Sam Presti, like pulled the trigger on a team that had just gone to the finals.
Yeah,
like he seems like someone that's very comfortable being like, nope, we're not good enough.
Yeah,
trade. So it's weird that he's hanging on to this team.
Yeah. How long? How? At what point in time do you think he would have traded Kyle Kuzma? 15 years ago? 25 years ago?
I do think that a lot of, like him and Ainge would have traded Kuzma.
Yeah.
They would have been more ruthless about.
I think so too.
Trading them.
I guess, you know, one thing we could do is talk about where would you send the Thunder players? We got Steven Adams. We got Danilo Gallinari. We got Nerlens Noel. Where are you sending them?
Is this like where teams that need these people?
Yes.
I think the Rockets need Steven Adams.
That's a good call. I like Steven Adams on the Rockets because I think Clint Capella wilts in the playoffs.
I just think that they're so small.
They are very small.
You know, I think we saw the Heat beat up on them.
Yeah.
Early in the season.
We did. 50 and points.
We kind of saw the Lakers beat up on the Heat.
Yeah.
In the same way of just like, they're just taller and bigger. And,
they certainly were.
And
that was, you know, with their really good center, Bam Adebayo, playing well.
He's playing well. And the Rockets, when your toughest guy is like PJ Tucker, I feel like they just need a little bit of toughness.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I think that's a fantastic, fantastic idea. Is that like a Capella and some draft picks, something?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know how any of this crap works out. I mean, you know, well, what's funny is also they'll be every year they're like, well, this deal can't possibly happen. And then it's like, oh, we twisted all these crazy and we added a third team and now it's happening.
I think that the, you know, if you're saying like Steven Adams for Clint Capella, their salaries are approximately similar. They would be able to go.
You think Rockets would do that?
I don't know.
They wouldn't.
I don't think they would because, you know, they have Capella for a number of seasons afterwards. And I think they would try to use Capella as a piece to get a bigger and more star-like player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they were to put Eric Gordon and some draft picks in there, and like they have one draft pick that left that they can trade.
I think Eric Gordon can't be traded.
Eric Gordon definitely can be traded.
I thought they said on the Zach Lowe thing that he couldn't because of something.
Oh, is there a thing that he's
not got like poison a clause pill? Or something?
Interesting.
Let me give you a player and you tell me where you want to send him.
Okay.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday. Okay. Where am I sending Drew Holiday? I think I'm sending Drew Holiday and I'm going to send every one of these players. I'm going to send them to a playoff team.
Oh, okay.
That's the rub here.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense.
I'm going to send Drew Holiday to Miami.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a, and who goes back?
Yikes. Who goes back is yikes. I don't know who goes back.
But also like,
I think it'd be draft picks and, probably Goran Dragic.
Going out and trying to bring up the ball against Drew Holiday and Jimmy Butler.
Yikes.
Boy.
I mean, to me, the reason why that fits is I think he's an upgrade at point guard for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. They've been running out a really good, fun, young team. But if they're trying to solidify something, I think, you know, because people are always talking about, oh, Miami's going to trade for Chris Paul. I think Drew Holiday's a better fit there.
Now, again, I don't know if this is possible, but what if we send Jrue Holiday to the Timberwolves?
That's also a really good spot, I think, for him, because... Yeah.
You know, I believe our friend Luke would like that.
Yeah, I mean, boy, howdy do by I the hate way, all of the point guards for Minnesota.
Not just the way they play, you personally.
Yes, personally.
And also, again, apologies to Luke for being positive about the Timberwolves season.
it's gone downhill.
Eric Gordon cannot be traded as a result of his extension since it exceeds the extend and trade restrictions and makes him ineligible to be dealt for 6 months.
Well, shit.
It does not lift until after the 2020 trade deadline.
Damn. Okay, well, catch you later, Eric Gordon, but catch you here.
Has he picked up his play? Because he was playing very poorly for a while.
No, he is not.
Speaking of the Timberwolves, well, actually, we should wrap it up and we can talk. But let me ask you, give me one more player and I'll tell you where to send him. Because, by the way, do you think Jrue Holiday is available?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Danilo Gallinari.
I mean, you see, he's somebody I would like on the Lakers.
Ooh.
I would just like a little bit of, they don't have a lot of shooting.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, their shooting is better than people think it is right now.
Yeah.
But I think that it's based off of maybe a little bit of luck rather than talent.
I think a little, he likes being in LA.
Yes.
Probably still got a house here. Bring him to the Lakers. Aside from the Lakers, what about the Sixers?
I think that that's a good fit, right? Because the Sixers need a little bit of shooting.
Well, what's weird about the Sixers is when you hear them talk or their fans talk about what they need, it's like, you need J.J. Redick. Like, the way they describe, like, the kind of player that, you know.
Like, yeah, what if there was veteran presence? Like a 6'4 shooting guard who had tattoos on one of his arms and went to Duke and never missed the playoffs.
Right, and it wasn't Bobby Hurley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a quick little update. Wiggins is not real. On one of the Vegas odds page I was looking at, Wiggins is number 3 for most improved.
Whoa.
Currently.
Do you think that that is actually true?
Nah, I think, by the way, he's having the best career of, season of his career.
Best season of
most points, career. Best efficiency, slightly more rebounds and assists. Like every category he's playing better than he ever has.
Yeah.
I think that the narrative doesn't quite... Someone else mentioned online, they were talking about Jaylen Brown, because he is playing a little better than last year. But this is the argument against Wiggins and Jaylen Brown, is that they are improved from dips in their career. People thought they were going to be really, really good, and then they had kind of off years, and now they're playing well again.
Yeah.
That's not quite the narrative that we've typically given most improved to.
Yeah.
Apparently the front runner is Devontae Graham.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I would vote
Devontae. And Bam as well.
Bam is a really good choice for that, too, because he's really stepped up.
That's the general narrative. It's like a kid came out of nowhere, and now he's a good player.
Yeah.
Did Oladipo win?
Yes.
Okay. And Siakam won. So,
yes.
I mean, there's people arguing for Siakam to win it again.
He really has turned into... almost Kawhi Leonard.
Well, that's the thing is, like, that's where the narrative doesn't fit, because you could actually argue for Luka to win it.
Yeah.
But you absolutely could. He absolutely won't.
No, because he might win MVP.
Yeah.
So game of the week this week is going to be Kings-Pacers.
Kings-Pacers. Do you have any comedy shows this week?
I do. I got a Thursday night show. We got to Logan Everett's Yearbook at the Moving Arts Playhouse. The Moving Arts Theater in Silver Lake at 8 p.m. Very Thursday. Good.
I've got magic to do 7 p.m.
Ooh.
So go see that. Head out early before we do the closing number. Go over to Moving Arts.
Excellent. Or show up to Moving Arts a little late, because the closing number is probably going to be great.
It'll probably be pretty good.
Yeah, that's what closing numbers are.
And how sharp does Moving Arts start on time?
Ooh, I mean, not great, because nobody shows up to shows on time. But
yeah, that's in L.A. Nobody shows up to anything on time.
That's rude. I mean, God, I would never be late to anything. I was late today.
Yeah, so I think let's please go root for the Pacers.
Yeah, do it.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.